Elissa Walker Campbell. Good evening and welcome inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We have got another outstanding lineup over the next 2 hours on a variety of subjects. But up first, let's start off tonight's program with some NBA. And one of the biggest storylines this past week has been NBA's teams resting their players. Here to provide some insight and perspective is Motez Bashara from CNN Sports. Good evening, Motez.
Hi, Big E. Thanks for having me.
It is so good to have you on during the holidays. And here we are. We're about, 25 games into the season, and teams are already resting players. And I have to say, over here in the States, there's been a strong reaction from fans, and I completely understand their point of view. I mean, these are hardworking folks. They want to see the best of the best and not these guys, sitting out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm going to preface by saying that I am all for resting players. I think teams need to start adopting that more, and I think what sunk Golden State last season is the fact that they never rested their players and they were going for this regular season record, which they got. But I'm sure if they could do it all over again, they would have rested guys. Guys would have been healthier and not have broken down during the playoffs, which is really ultimately what sunk them. So I think with the benefit of hindsight over the last two seasons, Cleveland and Golden State seeing what happened to them in the last two finals, they're thinking we should already start thinking about resting our guys. Now, that said, Elissa, I know you've got teenage kids.
Yeah.
If your sons wanted to see Taylor Swift and you paid hundreds of dollars for a concert to go take them there,
yeah,
and then you hear on the radio that morning that she's resting and is, sending a backup singer in her place, I think you're going to be pretty irate about it. And I think that's really what people are talking about, is that you can't possibly be charging hundreds and hundreds of dollars for premium seats and, have families, plan for months in advance to travel, sometimes stay in hotels, come from out of town, and then be disappointed at the last minute. It's just not a good look for the NBA. So I just think it was very badly handled by Tyronn Lue and the team. So I think you've got to cap it if you're the commissioner, Adam Silver, and you say, look, you can rest guys, but you can only rest one starter at a time per game. And furthermore, I think they should cap it and say you can only rest guys who are healthy 3 games a year, or perhaps 3 to 5 games a year at the absolute max. You can't really let this get completely out of hand. And I think from a team side, I think it's just bad strategy to rest three of your star players, the big three at the same time, because should something happen in the playoffs, should one of them go down, the other two have to really get the feel of how to play without that guy. So if LeBron James can't play, at least you've got Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving learning how to play together without the big guy there. So I really don't understand the point of resting all three guys at the same time. Last point on it is I think also if you're going to rest a guy, the league should demand that he travels with the team, so at least fans get to see this guy on the bench, sign autographs, this and that, and interact with the fans.
CNN feature writer Motez Bashara, he's back with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. And certainly, my heart goes out to fans. I mean, they're the ones that are, they ultimately pay the price when, the teams elect to rest their star player. They don't get to have that experience and watch the best. But what about scheduling when teams should rest their players? What are your thoughts in terms of that strategy so that the fans can adjust accordingly if they're going to attend the game or not?
It's a tough one. I mean, how far in advance do you have to tell people that, LeBron or Steph Curry isn't going to play that day? Now you're really getting into the weeds a little bit, because I understand that you have to give fans a heads up, but if you limit it and say you can only rest one guy, and really at the end of the day this applies to about half a dozen teams who have the real superstar players who fans are really paying up for, so it doesn't really impact all the teams. I mean, if the Pacers rest a couple of guys, I don't think there's going to be a tantrum thrown. I think that's really tough. I live here in London where it is normal in soccer to rest star players every once in a while. They
really
play a brutal schedule.
Uh-huh.
It's a very physical game. It's outdoors. They play in the cold. And it is very often where you sometimes see the best of the best rested just because a coach thinks they've played, two or three or four games in the last 2 weeks, and it's just too much wear and tear on their bodies.
You know, Motez, a moment ago you had mentioned Commissioner Adam Silver. Doesn't he need to mandate that, you know, you got to play, you got to show up? You know, I understand if it's an injury, but it's another thing to, you know, especially the big three, that game that you were referencing the other night against Memphis with the big three not even traveling.
Yeah, this I'm sure that the League of Owners is the organization where the owners meet during the off season. They're going to talk about this for sure. It's going to be one of the rules that they look at, and because of the negative publicity generated, I'm quite certain that they'll have to come up with a rule and say, you know, we've got to control this really so that fans at least get what they pay for. They get something. They can't show up to a game and just watch, you know, a bunch of guys that nobody's really heard of. So, you know, David Stern was a little more strict about this. I think a number of years back, San Antonio did this without announcing in advance, and they got fined, I want to say, $250,000 by the league, a pretty hefty sum just for resting guys for one game. Now, I understand they can't do that in this instance, but I think this is a rule that's probably going to change in the offseason.
Well, perhaps we should consider that. Tighten the screws. That'll get people's attention. You start fining teams. I mean, what do you think? Do you agree or disagree? Do you like it?
I think they definitely should fine teams. And here's another thing. You know, I live in London. They play games here in London once a year, at least once a year, and they're starting to look at alternatives to play in other regular season games in other cities. Now, what if you know, people in London have paid thousands of dollars. People have come around the world to see the Cavs play next year, for instance, you know, hypothetically. And LeBron says, you know, coach, I don't really feel like getting on the plane to play. That's, again, a terrible look for the team. So you have to start to try and control this a little bit before it gets out of hand and the top players don't want to make long trips.
Do you think this is, I mean, where would you rate this in terms of the NBA's, you know, they all have issues that they have to deal with, but I mean, where is this? Is this like a number one problem? And what do you think?
It's not a number one problem. This is just, they've got to nip it in the bud before it becomes a real problem. And I think this will probably drag on for the rest of the season. Like you said, we're only 20-something games in. And already, you know, they're starting to rest guys. You know, San Antonio are probably going to do it with some of their veterans. Golden State would be silly not to do it here and there. I think the problem comes when you rest the three biggest names on your team. That's when you're going to have the problems. And also if you do it on the road. I mean, if you do it at home, at least, you know, your home fans can see you 41 other times during the season. You know, if you're only going to Memphis once and you're depriving those fans from seeing LeBron and Kevin Love and Kyrie, yeah, it's the spirit of it is bad, let's just say.
CNN feature writer Motez Bashar is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Did you know he is the author of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan, best-selling book? You definitely need to go out and get a copy of that. So here we are, yes, 20-some games into this season. Who do you think's been the biggest surprise so far?
I think there have been a few. I think Houston is certainly up there. First of all, their record is very competitive. You know, they're tied for the third most wins in the West. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it was kind of addition by subtraction. They lost a big name in Dwight Howard, maybe not the superstar he once was, but certainly a physical presence down low. And, you know, just looking at their roster, you see James Harden, and then you see, like, a bunch of role players, guys who've traveled around, like Trevor Ariza and Patrick Beverley mm-hmm. and Eric Gordon. You know, guys who are not household names that are digging in and doing some of the dirty work here. Ryan Anderson. But nobody, you know, no big names come out at you. And then James Harden leading the league in assists is at almost 12 assists a game. It's pretty mind-boggling. So Coach D'Antoni, I think he has a nice effect, you know, when he comes in for the first season, he changes things around, and players really like the run-and-gun style of offense. So Houston is second only to Golden State in scoring, and I think they're having fun out there, really. I mean, if you saw them in the playoffs last year, they weren't even rooting for each other, and now all of a sudden they seem to play together, so that's a kind of a big magic wand that D'Antoni has cast over the team.
CNN feature writer Motez Bashara is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The conversation is going to continue after this quick timeout.